This is Taftarah of Achrevais, has only 9 psukim, and we're planning to learn 3 nights this week. We're doomed to a 3 pasuk per night schedule, which is either good or bad depending on how it turns out. We learned the beginning of Taftarah, and I explained yesterday that the first pasuk has 2 explanations in the Mefarshim. The halakim de kushi about tamli is either tanchumin, as the Malbim explains, or divrei techacha, as Rashi explains. The Dak brings a few pshatim, and the same thing. The idea of comparing to plishtim ikhaftar is explained 2 ways, one way or the other. Now pasuk tes, which I read at the end yesterday, or maybe I didn't, says the following. Hashem says, I will command, and I will move. The Isi is a lashon of Noah, like Shva Noah. Noah is to move. And I will chase Klal Yisrael to all the nations. Like someone shakes a sieve when you have your mixture of things in a sifter, you shake it to get out the small pieces. And the tsrar, the bigger piece, the rock, the pebble, doesn't fall through the sieve. The mashal to the sieve is likewise taich 2 ways. Most of them are farshut taich, that during the period of the galus, Klal Yisrael will lose all of the weaker ones of Klal Yisrael. Like a sieve, that only the strong ones remain, or the big ones remain. That through the galus, not many will remain. And since we're talking into the 10 shvatim, it certainly is so.
The Malbim, Hashem will shake out the.
Right. He certainly refers to Hashem. Let any pshat refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu shaking out Klal Yisrael, so to speak.
Right. So I'm saying, but it's very strong. That's falling to the wayside.
Rabbi Yisrael Adib Shal to the contents of the sifter. Kosh Baruch was the one shaking it, and Jews dropped. In every country that Jews went, there are Jews that assimilated, Jews that disappeared. And that's the Hadi Isi, that's the shaking out of Klal Yisrael. That's the sifting of Klal Yisrael. The Malbim, who likes to give a better twist on everything, says that Klal Yisrael in the Argalus is not all in one country for galus. On the Isi, Hashem drops a few here, a few there, and a few in a third place, so that during the period of the galus, when one section of Klal Yisrael is persecuted, the other section of Klal Yisrael will be able to be strong, so that there will always be a section of Klal Yisrael that's strong. I mentioned in the past that the Rishaydim are almost all Sfardim. The Rishaydim, meaning the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rand, the Book of Yosef, the Mordechai, almost all of them are from the Sfarada community. So the Rif, only Rashi and his descendants pretty much are Ashkenazi. Even the Rosh, who started off in Ashkenazi, moved to Sfarad. So for the most part, the Rishaydim are all Sfaradim. The Achraydim are all Ashkenazim. You take out a Shulchan Aruch, you look at every Mefarish around the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Sma, the Gra, the Schei Tshuva, the Shach, everybody, without exceptions, Baruch Gaila, even, they're all Ashkenazim. Like, what happened all of a sudden? All the Rishaydim are Sfaradim, and all the Ashkenazim, all the Achraydim are Ashkenazim. And the answer is what the Balbim says here. During the time of the Rishaydim, it was the time of the Crusades, and Ashkenazic Jewry was in turmoil. Was thrown from one place to another. There were probably fewer Talmidei Chachamim. Even if there were Talmidei Chachamim, they had no means of preserving their Chidushim. At that time, the Sfaradim were the golden age of Spain. The Sfaradim were secure as Jews were at that time, were secure in Spain and Portugal. After 1492, the roles were reversed at that time. There was upheaval among the Sfaradim, and the Sfaradic Gedolim were dispersed, And we have nothing from them after the except for those who settled in Tzfas pretty much. Those settled in Cairo a little bit, but for the most part, we don't have much from them. We have all from Ashkenazim. At that time, the Crusades didn't exist. It wasn't a picnic in the Ashkenazi countries, but the Ashkenazim were settled in the countries in which they lived. And we have Chidushim from the Ashkenazi Kedailim. So that's how the Malbim sees this Marshal Hadiyasi like a sifter. You sift, you some fall here, some fall there, some fall later. And that's how he sees it. Pasuk Yud Becherav Yabusu Kol Chatoi Ami. All of the sinners of my nation will die by the sword. Ha'imrim Loisagish V'sagdim Badeinu Hara. Those who did wrong felt that they wouldn't catch up with them. Pasuk Yud Aleph begins the Dibrei Tanchumim. Bayayim Hahu. There's only one Yom Ahu for Jews. Yom Ahu is the time of the Geula. But Yom Ahu, Okim Esukas David Hanoifelas. That day, I will construct, I will stand up, the Sukas David Hanoifelas. Now, what is Sukas David Hanoifelas? The Marikara says it's the Beis HaMikdash. Now remember, when Amos is talking, the Beis HaMikdash still stood. But he's saying at the end of the Golos, the Sukkas David will be rebuilt. Rashi says, the Targum says, Sukkas David means Malchus Beis David. Which is interesting, because Rashi in Tehillim, by the David Hashem Ayri, Kitzpedeini B'Sukkai, Rashi says Sukkai is the Beis HaMikdash. So it's interesting that here he sees fit to teach it Malchus Beis David. It could be Rashi wanted to teach it for the contemporary times. At the time of Amos, the Beis HaMikdash still stood. That's how Rachim Yaakov learned with Sukkas David. Malchus Beis David, however, was split. The Ten Shvatim didn't have Malchus Beis David. He was talking to the Ten Shvatim. So it could be in Pshat, Rashi likes better to go with something that fit for the time of Amos, that the Malchus Beis David will come back to the Ten Shvatim.
Are there other places that not could refer to as
Sukkas Beis David?
Sukkas Beis David,
Hanoifelas. I think it's only here.
Well, because I assume that in Benjamin,
Sukkas,
we're referring to the Beis HaMikdash, we're not talking about
Malchus
Beis David.
It could be either way, but most likely it refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Harachman, what do we say there? Harachman, Yaakov Lanu, Sukkas David? No, we don't. We say Hanofalas, which is the way it should be at an Esnachta. And here, it's Hanofalas, which is seems to be grammatically incorrect, but I saw somewhere that Sukkas David Hanofalas and Esnachta is a psik, an ending. As if to say, the Sukkas David never ends. The Sukkas David, the Beis HaMikdash, it never really ends, it's all a Hemshach. There's a beautiful Maral in Netzach Yisrael. Yes, why the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkas David? That's derogatory. Sukkah is a temporary place, a very temporary. The dearest Aaron, you should call it the Beis HaMikdash, the Apsukim.